In 1831, on the recommendation of John Henslow, Darwin was invited to join a round-the-world voyage as a naturalist. These two pictures of mockingbirds are illustrations from one volume of The Zoology of the Voyage of the HMS Beagle, an account of the live and fossil animals that Darwin collected on this expedition. Diana Donald.
Darwin thought that the voyage of the Beagle was the most important experience of his life. It certainly had an enormous formative influence on him. But very often the things that he found out during his years on the Beagle only really began to make sense to him after he got back.
The mockingbirds which he saw on the various Galapagos Islands are a case in point. When he first observed them, Darwin assumed that they were all varieties of a single species. But it took another pair of eyes, those of an ornithologist and an artist, to point out the significant differences.
When he got back, he handed his specimens over to John Gould, who was a bird expert and bird illustrator. And it was Gould who told Darwin that not only were these birds related to a South American species, but that they'd all formed different species, closely related to one another, but quite distinct. And Darwin then began to realise that facts of this kind could only be explained by natural selection, by evolution from a common ancestor. So this island ecology gave him the key to understanding how natural selection occurred.